my more than 20 years as a priest, it is probably my first time that I have homily on Palm Sunday. For various reasons, we usually do not have the homily because especially we want to save a little bit of time and not make this Mass so long. We have this long account of the Gospel telling us about everything what have happened to Jesus and his disciples before Jesus' death and resurrection. But I think that it's good to have at least 1 or 2 minutes of reflection. Usually we have silent reflection. I prepared, really, I promise, very short homily. I will start with short story from the time of civil war here. It is humorous story, but has also some point. The anecdote tells us about a soldier brought before General Robert E. Lee. The soldier was accused of misconduct and he was trembling. The general said to him, "Do not be afraid, son. Here you will receive justice." The soldier looked at the general and said, "Sir, that is what I am afraid of." How we connect this story with our story from our Gospel? I think that the key word is Peter. When we think about this man who said so many times, "I would never betray you. I will give my life for you." And in one moment, he betrays Jesus Christ, not once, not twice, but 3 times. He should expect justice. And what justice he can expect? Of course, God's justice. And what he receives? He receives not justice, but mercy. We start today, Holy Week, the biggest celebrations in the entire church's year, church's liturgy, and we focus on this especially 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, when we supposed to celebrate what is our faith about Jesus dying for us, but also Jesus' resurrection for us also. And we see that in this case, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, his mercy is greater than his justice. For Jesus' justice, he do not need to die. He do not need to pass through all what he had to pass. But for his mercy, he is giving us his mercy, giving us through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Here is the challenge for us for this last week of Lent, 2018, for Holy Week, to stop looking at ourselves and to start looking at Jesus. This week, we fix our attention on Jesus crucified, Jesus resurrected for our salvation.